This is Some Sort of Rock Show on WJTL. That was the music of Decipher Down, Anchor Me, and the latest from Collision of Innocence, Watched You Fall. My name is John Stafiri, and I am joined now by a very special guest in the studio tonight. You've been hearing his voice on the show since the beginning of the year. You can hear his voice live in concert here at the Junction Center coming up this coming Friday night. That's May 31st. My guest is the lead singer of Behold the Beloved, Sean Green. Hey, Sean, welcome back to Some Sort of Rock Show.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
It's so cool to have some local flavor on Some Sort of Rock Show. What's it been like for you and the band to hear your music on the radio?
Oh, man, it's been such a blessing. It's almost every time we hear it come on, it's like a surprise all over again. And it's just a cool experience to go through and to be on a card of all these amazing bands and artists. It's been such a blessing and an honor to be a part of it.
I suspect you have had May 31st circled on your calendar for some time. You have not one, but two major events happening this coming Friday, May 31st. Tell us about those two events.
Yeah, it's been on our calendar for a long time. And when we first had it on our calendar, we weren't allowed to say anything. And it was just, we wanted to keep it on wraps. And finally, when we were able to announce it, it's been such a huge, amazing experience, and selling tickets and getting people hyped and just letting them know that, hey, we're going to be at the Junction Center. We're going to be releasing our album, our first full-length album, and we're going to be able to share the stage with an amazing band like Disciple. It's been such a huge excitement in our life as a band, and just these upcoming days has been very busy, but again, exciting for us.
So just to review, Friday, May 31st, you'll be playing with Disciple here at the Junction Center, and you're going to be releasing your first full-length album, Saints Wear White.
Yeah, we're not busy at all, but yeah, it's going to be an amazing weekend for us.
That is a very special weekend. I'm talking with Sean Green, frontman of the band Behold the Beloved, here in the studio. Let's talk about the album. Now, we've been listening to Remedy and your cover of Oceans here recently. Are they representative of the rest of the album?
For sure. Remedy is our original song. It was the first song we released, and you guys were the first people to play it and debut it, and it has everything of our own flavor of how we wanted to define ourselves as a band. And Oceans is the same way. You can kind of see our spin on how we like to do some worship songs, but the rest of the album is basically, you can see our heart for ministry, our heart for music, and it's called Saints Wear White because we found in all our songs the theme that we were talking about was basically, you know, putting on the armor of God, fighting for what we believe in. And a lot of our songs have a theme of that, a theme of war, a theme of uniting in Christ and finding the victory in that. But also, as well as that, we like to use a lot of scripture and a lot of biblical references in our songs. And you will definitely find that how we use those scriptures to help the listener relate to it in their day-to-day struggles or victories in their own life.
So you would call it a practically spiritual album?
Sure, with some rock.
With some rock. That's outstanding. I'm talking with Sean Green, lead singer of Behold the Beloved. They have a new album hitting this coming Friday, May 31st. It's called Saints Wear White. And they are celebrating with an album release party here at the Junction Center. And oh, by the way, the party also includes a full set by Disciple.
Yes. Oh, man.
Sean, what does it mean for you guys to play a show with Disciple?
Yeah, it's, if you guys listened when we were here the first time, Disciple plays a huge influence in us, especially our drummer Sheldon. He talked about how Joey is one of his favorite drummers that he looks up to. But as a full band, every one of us, we look up to the guys, and they're just on and off the stage, just seeing the way that they carry themselves. Personally, for me, seeing Kevin on stage, and you know, he always takes that time where they can play song after song and do a whole set of songs. He takes that time and just let God speak through him. And that's something I like to, you know, take with me places that we play at. And he's been a huge inspiration in my life. But you can definitely sense the Spirit of God in all their music and the lyrics that they're singing.
Now, you've seen them here at the Junction Center a couple of times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I have.
So now you're going to be on the stage just before they play.
Yeah, that's no pressure at all.
Now, are you concerned about being fanboy at all that night? And I'm wondering if maybe we should work out some kind of secret word, a safe word that we could use.
Yeah.
That if I feel like you're hugging one of them too much, I could just say that word and you would know to.
You know those backpacks that they put on like little kids where it has like a little tether to the mom's wrist?
A tether.
If we could figure out something like that for me, that probably would be safe. Just so nobody, you know, gets awkward or weird or...
Okay, we need a Sean size tether. we will work on that. My guest in the studio tonight is Sean Green of Behold the Beloved. Again, the full-length album is hitting on Friday, and the show is happening here at the Junction Center with Disciple on Friday night. You can get your tickets at thejunctioncenter.com. Up next, I'm going to play two of your early releases from Saints Wear White. And next hour, I'm going to play Disciple by the Handful. That's an unprecedented five Disciple songs in a row. Sean, what's one Disciple song you think I should include in that handful?
Ooh, man. I mean, they have a lot of great songs in the new album. Obviously, you guys, I hear you play all the time, Erase, and songs like that. But two songs that I love that goes back to the other albums, I think this is their Attack album, was The Name and Scarlet are two of my favorites. So I would... Hey, if I can sneak a little influence there, I'd say The Name or Scarlet.
The Name or Scarlet, and you have chosen two songs, which would be 40% of my set, my five-song set with Disciple. I asked for one, you gave me two, 40%. We're going to see. You're going to have to wait and see which songs we play coming up next hour. Sean, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. Congratulations on the new album and next Friday night's big show. It's really exciting to see this happening for you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We want to thank you and WGTL as a whole just for the opportunity that you guys have given us to be on the radio and to come to the Junction Center and have this blessing and opportunity for us. We greatly appreciate it.
Right now, a pair from your band, Behold the Beloved, including your cover of Oceans and the lead release from Saints Wear White. This is called Remedy on Some Sort of Rock Show.